Welcome to the inaugural podcast of Jason Mons, and it's going to be called How's Your Day? Now, if you are troubled by the sound of birds speaking, making noise, then you should look within and see why you're troubled by that. Because, this is just going to be a chit-chat about whatever me and my spirit guides come up with and whatever happens. It's not going to be about the news, and it's not going to be about fear. It's going to be about love and hugs. So sit back and enjoy something that's actually enlightening. So we're talking about birds. It's early in the morning, well, early enough. And it's on what? It's on a statutory holiday. And I just put out seed for the birds, and the birds are always around, and they're always talking. Now imagine this. If your talking was as beautiful as birds singing, because that's their talking, wouldn't that be awesome? Well, that's true. So why would a person dislike the sounds of birds? You might hear traffic as well. And that is, well, that's just traffic. Anyway, so let's see here. If you haven't visited my website yet, it's mylightworker.org, and it's about Welcome to a New Way of Thinking. So on my about page, I talk about four things you should know. That we are infinite consciousness, having a personal experience. We are one, and we are source energy creator beings, and we manifest our reality. Now, and thinking, what is this guy talking about? Well, let's tell you how it started. Actually, this is also close to my 2-year awakening anniversary. The end of May, well, May 25th, 2018, I took a vacation from work, a week vacation, and my intention back then was to get free energy for everyone. Now, the reason why we don't have free energy is because it's free, and we're in a materialistic society. So if you can't sell it, then it usually doesn't happen. So I would like to invite everyone to imagine everything is free. We don't have to toil and work at our jobs, because we don't. We only do that because we are told that's how it works. But remember, we're source energy creator beings. So we create everything. We've created everything right now. So I recommend turning off the news, don't watch movies. Don't buy into fear and that the old way of doing things, because things are changing. I think I just tangented myself off my other topic. Well, things are changing. Oh, yeah, wait. I'm going to explain what the four things that you should know about. Okay, first one is we're infinite consciousness having a personal experience. We are spirit first and the physical body second. So we manifest everything from the spiritual in the physical. So that means that when we pass, when we die, we don't die. The body dies, but the spirit is always there and looks at what you've learned from this experience and carries it on to the next experience. Now, I've had people tell me that, you know, when their loved ones passed away, that they can feel them, you know, still there. And I say, it's them. And I tell them, if they're talking to me, I tell them, yeah, they're telling you everything's fine. Like, look, hey, I'm here. Everything's okay. It's not, it doesn't have to be stressful. One of the mother of a friend who passed away, she told me that, you know, she said, Jason, if I only knew that we could talk to our spirit guides and that we didn't die, you know, we manifest our reality. She said, if I only knew what you knew when I was alive, it would have been an entirely different story. And I usually break down in tears. Now, when I tear, it's not because of sadness. It's because that when you connect with your spirit guides and and other beings that are full of love, that's, it kind of overwhelms you and you tear up. No negative entities are going to say anything or do anything that will make you that will make you happy, like fill you up with so much joy and love that it brings you to tears. But it usually stops as quickly as it started. It's kind of your heart showing you that it's an actual thing, or your body showing you it's your heart. Oh, one thing about this, like, transition between thinking the way everyone else does and the normal old way of doing things to the new way of thinking is that you start to feel with your heart rather than thinking about everything. You're not supposed to think. Don't stay thinking. Don't think, oh, how is this going to happen? How do I manifest? Well, I can tell you how, but it's more of a feeling. You feel what you want. You send the vibration out and you attract that. And so if you're fearful, you will attract whatever you're fearful of, so you can face your fear. And And once you faced it, you don't have to face it anymore. Okay, my spirit guy was saying something. He said, oh, just carry on. All right. So we're infinite consciousness, having a personal experience. And so that also means the second point is we are one. What that means is because we're all spirit first, there's the unified field of consciousness. In that area, in that place, there isn't, we aren't separate. So when you're acting against someone here on Earth, it's just someone else, just the same as you have an experience. If you don't agree with what they're doing, fine, you don't have to agree with everyone. But I do think that everyone has a base foundation we can work from. Like, everyone has food, everyone has water, everyone has clothing, everyone has shelter. If we work towards those goals. Now, when I say work, I don't mean in the old-fashioned sense of doing work. You see, everything is changed. Everything is... Yeah. There's this one guy who I told him, you know, I told him we were talking about a philosophy idea, and I said if you're hungry, then you eat. And he said, if you're hungry, then you work. And I said, that doesn't make sense. He says, yeah, I have to work in order to eat. And that's the old way of thinking. You don't have to work for everything. What happens if you just asked someone if he could, you know, eat, if they had some food? People are so separate now. Like, they're separate. You see people walking down the street on the transit and everything, they all have their books, or they all have their headphones on. They're all in their phones. And you don't see people just like talking, you know. So we have to come to gather more. And I'm not saying you have to think how, but just don't think that you can't ask someone for help. Like I was raking leaves the other day, and my bin was kind of full. And the 2 weeks before, my next door neighbor asked me if she could borrow my bin. And I said, fine. And then I thought, hey, I should ask her if I can borrow hers. So I go look in the back alley, and like, hers is still chock full. So I don't know if they took my bin and didn't take hers, but I couldn't ask her. But I made the decision I was going to ask her. And that is a step forward. All right. So that was the everyone is 1 point. So the next point is we're source energy creator beings, and we manifest our reality. God says this should be good. As you may have guessed, I'm not, there's no piece of paper. I'm just blabbering. I'm just chatting. Now, we're source energy, creator beings, and we manifest our reality. So a big part of this is that the collective on Earth, we've bought into all this news, what we see on TV, what we see in the paper, what we've watched on movies. There's this late night talk show host called Conan O'Brien, who made this little skit about all these news networks saying the exact same words. It's in the States, and I tried to find it, and I couldn't find it. But, well, I didn't look right now. I looked before. Maybe I'll look now, I'll be able to find it. Lots of people don't realize that the news is, well, they probably realize this, it's only propagating fear. It's not even giving you news that's the valid news. It will make up things or extrapolate things into news that doesn't exist, but because we manifest our reality, if we're thinking about a thing, it will strengthen that. So if you want to be a happy person, turn off the news and don't go watching movies. Restrict the amount of controlled media and content that you're seeing. If you don't resonate with what you're hearing, if you're this far into my How Is Your Day podcast, then you're probably thinking, hey, maybe there's something to this. Now, with that being said, I've been awake for 2 years. Being awake means I know that I'm more, I know these four things that I just told you. I know we're not the puny things that we're told we are. We are powerful beings that manifest everything. We can heal ourselves. We don't need to go to doctors and buy pills that don't heal you. They only treat the symptoms. I do have an article on my site called Doctors Are for Broken Bones, Not for Healing. if your body has a broken bone or you've got cut, you know, that sort of thing, they can fix that up. Everything else can be fixed spiritually. And they don't want you to know about that. So, all right, so I've been awake for 2 years. This will be a different podcast or article, but I used to drive my car all the time, and one of the first things that I changed my way of thinking was when I was cut off by someone else. In the past, you might think, hey, they should have been a better driver. But after just changing that way of thinking, I would send them love, and I would just leave a little more of a gap, and I would and I wouldn't let it faze me. I do have an article on my site about that as well. It's something about in 5D everything is perfect. Now, when I say 5D, Earth, everything is in the fourth dimension. We are rising in frequency, the Earth and the humans and the collective on Earth. So you're going to see big changes coming up. They're going to be positive. Well, they will look like they aren't positive, but we can make them positive. They will be positive. Change, as I say, is blissful expansion. So just keep in mind that when we can all go back to work, my envision for the perfect way of going back to work is that we don't have to go back to work. We should, now let's say that if everyone on the planet spent 3 hours a week working towards, let's say, volunteering towards food, water, clothing, and shelter for everyone, like, we wouldn't even take 7 billion people to do that. But what you would get, you'd get a lot of spare time, like we do right now. You can paint, you can play music, you can spend time with your family. There's hardly any smog. If you live in a city that had a lot of pollution from the cars, you can actually smell the air now, like fresh air. This is the way things are supposed to be. And as I said, if you need any assistance, ask your neighbor for some help. Ask your friends. if you don't ask, you won't get any help. You are not alone. So I'm going to quit here. Let's see how long this is. This is, it's 25 minutes long. I wanted to quit about half an hour. See, when I start talking, I can just keep talking about spiritual things. It's very awesome. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions, leave me a note on my contact form. And I hope you have a nice day.